All right, so we're doing the Hunger Games thing.
Yeah, we actually are recording right now, so I need you in PG mode, okay, Omar?
PG, boy.
So, welcome back to our journalism podcast. I'm Matt Chilfijian, your host for the day. Michael Wheel is with me. Michael, can you please say hello?
Hello.
Omar Tahir is with me. Omar, can you please say hello?
PG Omar is in the building.
Oh, yeah.
And we also have Yash Patel with us. Yash, can you please say hello?
What the heck?
Okay, so what we are going to be drafting today is a sort of a similar vein of the Hunger Games scenarios, but this time we're going to place ourselves in the fictional world of Riverdale. So it's going to be a 3-round draft. In that draft, you can pick a character that is like your part of your group, your duo, B, a location in the town of Riverdale that you can start off at.
Yeah.
In this like apocalyptic scenario.
Today I think we should just do a location today.
No, let's try it.
You wanna do all of them?
Yeah, why not?
We're gonna run out of time.
Oh yeah. We'll just keep it short. We'll keep the explanation.
Okay, yeah, keep it short.
And then lastly a weapon that can be found in the show that
who goes first?
That you can use.
I go first.
We can do whatever for the order.
I'm going
care.
First, I called it.
Alright, Mike's first.
Alright, I'm picking one more second. I'm picking my location first.
Here. No, you can do whatever in whatever order. As long as you have one of each at the end, you're fine.
Do all three at one time? Do all before one time, or do you
No. Want... It's a draft,
okay.
Man.
Come on. I'm sorry.
All right. Actually, I'm changing. Okay, I'm going to...
I don't care what your strategy is. Let's just figure out the order first, okay?
All right. It goes me, Omar, Matt, Yash.
Yeah, okay. That's but fair. Let's do Snake.
Okay.
You get two.
So
I'm starting us off.
You can start. You can pick any category that you want. You can only pick one thing.
I'm going to pick a character.
Pick it.
Picking.
Don't say it.
Archie Andrews.
All right, that's fine.
To be my,
all right, well,
my boy.
A little explanation. Why do you want him on your team, facing off against the entire rest of the town?
Well, I mean, his shoulders and his biceps.
His traps, dude. His traps.
His 8-pack. Actually, I don't know if I made the right choice.
Oh, it's too late.
I don't know. It's too late, though.
Too late.
It's okay, though, because the goodness in his heart is all I need. And we will conquer.
Yeah, everyone. Just earnestly good.
Yeah, just a good
He's team. Always going to be looking out for his teammate. That's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. Okay. All right, Omar.
Another character. similar to what Michael said about the body type.
All right.
I forgot his name. Okay, he's African-American.
Oh, don't tell his name.
I know. No, come on. Don't tell his name. Chuck.
Yeah.
Chuck's not a nice dude.
No, I don't need him to be nice.
He has some sexual misconduct problems.
No,
they aren't even really
room.
Allegations.
No girls in the room.
Just
so
things that happen.
Yeah.
I just need him to beat people up for me, that's all.
Yeah, I guess. You're just taking like an amoral.
Didn't he get suspended from school?
Yeah, but he's back. Because he was at the wrestling.
Yeah, he's at the
wrestling. Alright. So it's
who beat him though?
It's not
My
about
boy Archie did.
It's not about if he's a nice guy or not. It's about who's going to give you the best opportunities.
Yes,
I respect it. All right, so it's my turn.
Your body type. It's all
I'm picking a character too. I can't believe he's still here. I'm picking the Black Hood.
I know. I was thinking about it.
I'm picking the Black Hood.
I don't trust him.
Name a person immediately murdered. Okay, that's what I need.
I don't trust him.
Hey, Jughead. Jughead is giving me.
How about Archie's dad?
What about? Yeah. What about
he failed to kill him.
No, he didn't.
The Black Hood failed to kill Archie's dad.
I guess. He still capped him, if you know what I'm saying.
What if he let him go on purpose?
That's a good answer.
All that surgery.
But but I mean, in this scenario, he's on my team, so he's gonna be looking out for me, and I'm just gonna have him kill anyone that I want killed.
Yeah.
So, I think that's a pretty good pick. Yash, your
pick? I would choose the sheriff.
Sheriff,
it's solid.
Class. I was thinking about
firearms.
With the most experienced guy.
Yeah, okay.
Profile.
That's pretty good.
He
knows the town really well because he's like patrolling everything.
Weapons, too. He's got.
That's
and
pretty good.
He knows most of the people's weaknesses.
Yeah.
If they're like high tier, he already know. He has caught them before or in the moves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a pretty good pick.
All right,
so then it's going to be a snake draft, so Yash, it's your pick again. You can pick a location or a weapon right now.
Right.
So take your pick.
I don't know, I'm deciding to go last.
No, you got to follow
gotta
the order,
go,
bud.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I hate to be like that.
Just pick any location in Riverdale.
Or weapon.
Or weapon. Of any...
I'll choose weapon.
Okay.
Okay.
Pick a weapon.
What you gotta say?
M4A4.
No, it has to be a weapon like from the show.
Yeah.
Oh, from the show.
Like that you see in the show. Yeah.
Yeah, like.
Shotgun. I think the sheriff has a shotgun.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Shotgun. All right. That's classic. Right.
So you just keep it simple. Firearm.
You can just.
All right. So now, so it's my turn now. Second round, I can pick a weapon or a location. And oof, man.
I have a question.
Tear it.
Did they like tear down South that high?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, never mind. We all, but Yosh isn't even there yet. So can we count Southside High as a location?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
I've seen it. Wasn't it on the?
Yeah, he knows it exists. All right, go. Man, location. I kind of want to get just like a little fun with the weapon, like not be as serious. Like I could just pick a gun that we've all seen.
How's up to Blackhead Betty?
Oh,
I was gonna say that.
I
want to
do that.
I was going to pick Black-Haired Betty as my weapon.
That would have been a great pick.
It has a weapon.
Yeah.
No man can turn her down. But I have a better
one. You know that's what I'm doing, right?
No, I'll just go location because I really can't think of anything for that.
10 years later.
I'll just go with Pops.
All
right, restaurant. You got the food supply. You got those comfy booths. It's kind of. I feel like it's very centrally located too. So.
But it has
like,
a weak spot. Like a the windows. Right. There's a lot of.
I could get in the kitchen.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be safe.
But you're right. I mean, you have a point.
Barricade yourself back. There. Maybe set up some sandbags or something.
So yeah, Pops. All right. Omar goes to you.
I'm going weapon.
Going weapon. All right.
Blackwood Betty.
All right. I'll allow it. I'm gonna modify it a little bit.
I hate you.
How about you just the black wig? And it has magical powers.
So whoever has
just the actual wig
whoever,
itself.
Whoever has the wig, it's like an alter ego thing.
No, but I want Betty though. I want
okay,
Betty.
It's fine.
But I want Betty.
So how are you gonna use her as a weapon? She's not a partner, she's a weapon.
Yes. So if I see anyone like say Mike's walking around by himself, just pop Betty out of nowhere and just she'll have
seductress?
Yes.
Sort of thing?
Yes. And then she'll just murder.
That's solid. No, it's pretty solid.
Maybe for the character on the show.
But for you?
You are... Maybe. Michael Wheel is now a character on the show.
But I'm telling you, I'm not...
You're not attracted to Betty.
No.
Okay, we're just going to move past that.
Bold-faced lie. Bold-faced lie.
Fine.
You shoot it with your
head. Whatever.
I'm going with a location.
With your other head.
He's going with a location.
I'm going with a location, and... I am going to pick. The forest with all the gay people.
Alright. It's gutsy because you can't really see your surroundings because you got all those trees obstructing your view.
You can place landmines.
The woods.
It's not bad.
You can place the landmines.
The woods.
That's not the weapon.
The woods. Our dear friend, Mr. Kevin. And his late night pals go to hang out.
Now you have to pick a location. No, weapon.
Weapon? I have to pick. Oh, I tried it because we're doing a snake, so it's my turn to pick a weapon.
Yeah.
Weapon. I am going to use the weapon that Archie had during the Red Circle episode. Wasn't it that bat that he put spikes in?
Oh yeah,
that's
I
pretty
remember.
Good.
I'm gonna take that one.
That's pretty good.
I'm gonna take the red circle weapon.
All right, that's pretty good.
My location is remember in season one where Cheryl's dad hung himself. That barn.
That's a great location.
Oh, that is
that's
good.
A great.
That's
one.
That's where I'm
gonna
be.
That's a
but
very
didn't,
good
didn't,
pick.
Didn't
it's a very good
did,
pick.
Did that burn down too? Or
I
was
think
it
was
just
only
the
house.
Still
yeah,
drugs
the actual
the house.
Mansion.
The house.
The mansion.
Itself, yeah.
But
it's a very good
the barn is still there.
The barn is still there.
I like that a lot.
All right.
It's definitely empty too, though.
Yep. All the drugs are gone.
Yeah, the cops came and cleared everything.
That's pretty solid.
That is a good pick.
Still, shield page on.
Alright, so it's my turn.
Yeah,
your weapon.
My weapon.
Yes.
I want to pick something kind of funny. Alright, so if we can pick people as weapons.
It's 47, Josh, just so you know.
We can pick people as weapons, yes.
Which I guess we can.
Yes, because he opened the door for me.
Yeah. Maybe Black Hood should. I don't know, but we can switch it. Can I?
Could he switch
it?
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. You can just do a trade real fast.
So then my character,
okay,
is gonna be FP. It's gonna be FP.
That's smart.
Yeah, make your last smart.
Crisis management. That's all I have to say.
So for motorcycle, location.
Yeah, the location before you leave, Josh.
Location, I'll choose Betty's home.
Betty's home.
I don't mean any particular reason.
No particular reason.
He just likes the.
Just like Betty's house.
Likes,
the, home
likes the decorations.
It's close to Archie's too.
Yeah, close to Archie's.
Right in front, right.
Keep an eye on Archie.
Yeah. It's pretty solid.
I mean, it's just a house. It's all I
have. Yeah, I mean, and you gotta keep them simple sometimes. Hey, that's okay. Hey, and before you leave, I want on record. Coming over for the next episode.
I am coming over.
I cannot wait for that.
It's March 6th?
9th. I will.
6th upside down. It's a 9 now.
I have the countdown app on my phone. And I will
yeah, you guys are low count.
I have it set for 9 o'clock on March 9th. 22 days, 9 hours, 11 minutes, and 19 seconds.
18 seconds.
17, yeah. Just keep going. The black hood is back.
See ya.
I think that's it.
Are we done?
Would you want to do a quick little
recap?
I got my weapon is the black hood.
Yes.
My character is FP and my location is Pops.
Yes.
Mike?
I'm in the woods. My character is Archie and I've got the bat with nails through it.
Solid.
My character is Chuck. My weapon is Black Wig Betty. And my location is the barn where Cheryl's dad killed himself.
And Josh had Betty's house. Shotgun,
and the sheriff. And the sheriff.
Those are all pretty solid teams. But if you had to pick someone else's team that scares you the most, who would it be?
It's mine. Oh, I have the best team.
Do you though?
Yeah.
It's, I guess I'd say.
Well, it's because it's Omar's location though. That's where.
Because the prime locale.
He has a good location.
It's a good location. Someone else's team?
I would say Yash, but his location wasn't that good. I would probably say the woods, because
the woods was a very good pick.
The woods scares me. I'm very scared.
So that's it.
Seth.
Hi, Seth.
Here he comes.
Might be having another little guest
appearance here
in the next 2 minutes.
Someone else might be dropping a feature.
Seth Freeman. Blah, blah, blah. But he hasn't even seen the show.
He doesn't watch the show. He watched one episode with us, and was so confused.
He's got to catch up.
Has he watched anything?
The next one.
Seth the Freeman.
Tell him to watch it. That day's gonna be dummy lit.
I can't wait. I cannot wait. I think I might like dress up, honestly. Like wear like a collar or something. I don't even know. It's gonna be
a big day. It's gonna be a very big day.
It's gonna be so crazy.
Where are you going?
It's right there, but okay.
We're just recording our podcast finally.
That way you're not
talking. Yes.
You got anything you wanna say to the millions of people listening? Keep it PG, by the way.
Keep it PG.
Because Yash,
or else I will bleep you. You know what I'm saying?
You're gonna bleep me?
You're bleeping, bleeping.
I'm gonna bleep you right in the bleep hole.
I'll bleep you.
This is over.
Alright, bye everybody.
Adios.
Alright, before we mess this up, we're gonna call it this right there.